The Archers.
Now the weather's getting warmer. I was hoping the B&Bs wouldn't want cooked breakfasts.
Oh, Mum, it's what they come to a farm for. They had this image of a rosy-cheeked dairymaid collecting fresh eggs for them and milking cows by hand for their morning tea.
Well, I don't feel very rosy-cheeked today.
No, neither do I. I wonder if I ever will again.
Well, they say time heals everything, so let's hope they're right. You better be off, hadn't you? You'll be late.
Oh, Nigel's not a clock watcher, as long as I'm there before 10. Been pretty good about things lately.
I know, but that's not a very professional attitude.
Look, Nigel's my boss. It's up to him whether he minds or not.
All right. Just pass me those tongs, would you?
There you go.
Thanks.
And so must I. The last thing I feel like is being jolly and full of PR pertness. Oops, I forgot my disc for the laptop.
You are clever. I wonder if your father will ever get the hang of computers.
Of course he will. Look at all the things he can do, Mum. He's got a good brain. It's only fear that stops him.
Maybe. He just doesn't like them. All those little buttons that seem to rule the world, he says. Didn't someone almost start World War III by pressing the wrong one?
I think that was a film.
Well, thank goodness for that.
I'll get it. Nigel, hello.
Hello, Lizzie.
Are you checking up on me or what? I'm not late, really. Honestly, I'm just on my way.
Nigel, come in, dear.
Gosh, what a delicious smell. No one can cook bacon like you, Mrs. Archer. Nectar from the gods.
Flatterer. Would you like some?
Oh, please. Now, Lizzie, guess why I'm here.
Can't think.
Elizabeth, cut Nigel some bread, dear. Do you want it toasted?
Or would Sir prefer it fried, boiled, buttered, roast, cut into soldiers, or with crusts cut off?
Poor Nigel, stop teasing him.
He loves it.
Just plain will do. Now, I've come to take you away from all this. What do you say to that?
I say hurrah. Depending, of course, on where you're taking me and why.
There you are, dear.
Oh, thanks. Hang on. Just a minute. Oh. Wonderful. In the boot of my car, I have quail's eggs, a bottle of Chardonnay, a chicken, some raspberries, and a linen tablecloth.
Oh, Nigel, you are funny. Most men have oily rags and old newspapers and spanners in 50 different sizes. Trust you.
Well, I think it sounds lovely.
I thought I'd take you and your laptop on a picnic. We can just as easily sit under a spreading chestnut tree to discuss the grand launch as stifling in the office all day.
Sounds nice. As long as you don't start telling me how washed out I look and how it's going to do me lots of good.
Elizabeth!
Don't worry, Mrs. Archer. I'm used to her. These days she's as grouchy as a kangaroo with a porcupine in its pouch.
Oh, Eddie, this sock smells terrible. Well, can you go so long without changing them? Just empty the machine, would you?
Aye?
Go on, then I can put this next load in.
It's not my socks, Clary. It's them blooming cheeses you brought that are stinking the place out.
No, it ain't. I put them in a separate carrier bag, so there. Along with the bread.
Why, you had to lug bread all the way back from France, I'll never know. It's stale by now, any road.
No, it won't. Honestly, Eddie, I wish I'd gone on my own. You've done nothing but moan and whine all the way back.
I'm glad to be home. Wouldn't go back there if they paid me.
Well, I ain't glad. I mean, look at this place. You'd have thought Joe might have had a tidy round to welcome us back. Best thing about coming home was seeing the kids.
Yeah, the best thing about France was coming home.
Can you pass me my Walkman?
There you go. Hey, mind the headphones. The wires got all tangled up in the luggage.
Oh, I don't want them. I just want to get me tape out.
Oh, no. No, Clary, not that. Not him.
Oh, come on, Eddie. It's lovely music. Roche Voisin has got a beautiful voice.
Tosh Vaseline. I had him all the way back screeching and squawking in French. Can't understand a word he says. Ah, give me Willie Nelson any day. He sings real songs about real things.
Oh, Eddie, you've no romance in your soul. The French understand about love and food and wine and women.
You mean Bernard does?
His name's Bernard. Well, at least he made me feel I was a person, not a machine.
Clary, oh, don't be daft, love. He wanted us to buy a farm. Don't you see? It's his job. It's an old trick. Get on the right side of the missus and she'll persuade the old man to go along. Now, it might be timeshare. It might be double glazing. In this case, it was a farm.
Well, if it makes you feel better to think that. When we was in the orchard, he didn't say a word about us buying a farm, so there.
Yeah, I'd like to know exactly what you were up to in that orchard, Clary. Don't take that long to look at a few dams and trees.
We was just talking, Eddie. And not about sheep or bills or money or kids or washing, neither. We just had a nice talk about, you know, life and stuff. Oh, I don't know, you're making some out of now. I'm just trying to explain to you that he treated me like a person.
Are you saying I don't treat you as a person?
But no, of course not. That was different. Look, we're used to each other. I don't mean we don't love each other. Of course we do. I just mean it made me feel interesting and sort of attractive.
Well, that's all you want. I can tell you that you're interesting and attractive. Course you are.
Yes, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to be home, love. Come here and give us a hug.
Oh, not now, Eddie. I've got all this unpacking and washing to do.
Oh, all right then. I'll go and help the old man cart the silage. Hey, Clary, love, how about a nice bit of home cooking for tea?
Yeah, all right. I'll make a big stew.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Lucky I brought that garlic back with me. Now...
J'ai quitté ce que j'aimais.
Oh, now that's what I call singing.
J'ai perdu ce qui m'aimait. Soir, je n'ai.
Mrs. Leggett! Glad I managed to find you! Phone message. It was your husband to say, can you pick your daughter up from school today? Okay?
Sorry.
See you later then. Oh, no. Oh. Bad dog. No. Get off. Bad dog, get off. Oh, stop it. Get off the sheet. No. Oh, here, come on, you wicked dog.
Jenny!
Oh, my hand!
Jenny, I'm okay. What's happened? Now, let me see your hand. Hey, come here! It's gone.
Oh, I'm okay. Oh, it looks worse than it is. It's just a bit of blood. He's just grazed it, really. Luckily, I had him by the collar.
Well done. It looks as if the man's okay, fortunately. Nicked its ear, but otherwise... I mean, you might need an anti-tetanus jab just to be on the safe side.
No, no, I'll be fine. Oh, he just sort of threw himself on the sheep and brought it down. Oh, he moved so fast, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, you managed to move pretty quickly yourself, fortunately.
Well,
where's that darn woman? If she wants to come ride again, she's jolly well not bringing any dogs with her. In fact, I'll get Debbie to ring round all the subscribers tonight and tell them dogs are forbidden.
Mm, that's a good idea. I told her to shut the dog up. She put it in the trailer. Must have jumped out.
Now, love, can you manage to walk back to the house? We'll see how you are, and we've washed and dressed your hand.
Of course I can.
I want a word of Mrs. Leggett. She's still cantering around as happy as Larry. You'd have thought she'd have the decency to watch what her stupid hound's up to. Oh, and Jenny.
Yes?
Thanks. I'm proud of you.
Oh, darling. That was nothing.
I don't know, Joe. What did you do to this stove while we was away? It's covered in gum.
Well, you know what you're on about. If it hadn't been for Marjorie Atrebus, I'd have darn near starved. Baked beans and soup was my staple diet. It didn't leave me much. There's no need to shout.
Oh, sorry, I was listening to me tape. Roche voisine. Yeah. And that ain't true. I left you lots. I mean, there was a steak kidney pie, it was an apple crumble.
I knows that, but they was very small.
Ooh.
And when you get older, you need sustenance. I could have died of hype or whatnot. Nobody would have been any the wiser till they found me corpse.
Don't be daft, Joe. You get hypothermia from the cold. It's June now.
Yeah, well, you can quibble all you like, but it's a fact that old people shouldn't be left too long to fend for themselves.
And you wouldn't think we did a round-the-world trip. It was only a few days.
Yeah, I knew Eddie wouldn't enjoy it. He's like me, proud to be British.
What do you want with a brooch? You got everything you could possibly need right here in Ambridge.
For goodness sake, I'm proud to be British. Don't mean I can't appreciate another country. Anyway, Ambridge might not have everything I want.
Oh? He knows what you mean. Continental man, that's what you mean, isn't he? All them big brown eyes and twirling mustachios. Yeah, I can't understand why women can't see through it themselves. Oily and smarmy, that's what they are.
Don't shut up, Joe. You're talking loud and nonsense. They like the atmosphere, the food, the building.
And Bernard.
And don't you start. It's bad enough with Eddie wittering on. And talking of Eddie, I thought you was going to help him rehang that gate. It's practically falling off its hinges in Lower Meadow.
Yeah, all right, in a minute. Yeah, there's something I wanted to ask you about. A letter come while you was away.
For me? Oh, you better hand it over. Oh, you've not been opening me post, have you?
No, it's my letter, only it's very complicated.
Has Eddie seen it?
No. Well, being a considerate sort of person, I didn't want to burden you with it as soon as you got home.
Well, let's have a look, then.
I thought you might understand it, since you can speak French.
Aye. But it ain't in French. It's from the tax man.
No, but it's full of long words.
Joe, sometimes you say some very strange things. Mm. Right. It's about the stock-taking valuation. Well, you sent that in quite a while back, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and it was all proper and above board.
Yeah, so you say. But it says there they ain't happy with it. Oh, Joe, what have you done now? I hope they don't want money. Anything but that.
Hang on, Lizzie. Let me open the door for you.
Ever the gentleman, thanks.
We aim to please. Oh, where's that teddy bear?
Here.
Oh, good. He wasn't easy to come by, you know. At least 25 darts I had to throw to win it.
Very impressive. Gosh, I'm exhausted.
Let's hope your wonderful mama's got the kettle on. Come on.
Nigel, are you ever rude? Intentionally, willfully rude? I don't think you ever have been, have you?
Certainly hope not. Wasn't it William of Wickham who said manners maketh man?
I haven't a clue.
Trust you.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
Hello, you two. Honestly, I put myself out for a vegetarian by making a lovely nut and rice casserole, and then he says he only eats brown rice.
Oh.
Hence, eggs for Mr. Stoneway.
You shouldn't pander to them. If I was doing B&B, I'd say like it or lump it.
I certainly feel like it. But you wouldn't last long if you did. What on earth's that?
Oh, this is Montgomery. Isn't he gross and so pink?
I won him.
I thought you were having a working lunch. Well, a working picnic anyway.
We did. And then we were just driving down past Worcester and we saw a fair. Nigel persuaded me it would be good for me.
And was it?
It's donkey since I've been to one. I had a jolly good time.
He made me go on the ghost train.
And Tunnel of Love.
Oh, that was awful. It had all this yucky music playing and big plastic harps stuck on the walls. Oh, and then a waxwork popped up holding a big red harp that glowed in the dark.
I thought it was rather sweet.
Nigel, don't be ridiculous.
He's just a romantic. I think it's very nice. Could you peel some potatoes, dear?
Nigel?
Hmm?
You look like the sort of man who'd like to peel some spuds.
Don't be so lazy. I wouldn't dream of it, Nigel.
I don't mind at all. Where's the peeler?
Absolutely not. Elizabeth.
All right.
I'd better get back to Lowlocks here, actually. Find out what terrible things have been happening in my absence. Oh, here you are, Mrs. Archer. Have Montgomery. Lizzie doesn't want him.
That's very kind. But are you sure? I tell you what. He'd make a lovely raffle prize for the WI. Or we could sell tickets for him on the open day.
Or you could stick him on your pillow and give Mr. Archer a fright.
I think I'll stick to the raffle, thanks.
Well, Lizzie, thank you for a lovely day. And we must do it again sometime. Although I don't know if the grand launch plans were discussed enough.
Don't worry, we'll buckle down tomorrow. I'll be there at 9 sharp, OK?
Promises. Oh, bye then.
Bye, dear. Call again soon.
I will.
Bye, Nigel. Thanks for trying.
Goodbye.
You are rude to him.
Mum, you don't understand the sort of relationship I've got with Nigel, do you?
Probably not. Don't peel the skin so thickly, you waste the potatoes.
I know you think he's perfect.
No, I don't. I'm just very fond of him. And so are you, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am. But it's just a brother and sister thing now, like me and David. We tease each other.
It might be that as far as you're concerned.
Don't be silly. I know Nigel likes to flirt with me, but that doesn't mean anything. We're just friends.
You're very lucky to have a friend who thinks so much of you, then. Very lucky indeed.
All right, I know. Anyway, I hope he feels the same as I do. Couldn't do with any emotional complications just now. I feel I've had enough to last me a lifetime. It's funny. Life used to seem so simple. For me, at least. I saw the world entirely in black and white. Lately, I've been seeing every shade of grey in between. Nothing straightforward anymore.
Well, Elizabeth, you know what that means.
No, what?
It means you might be growing up. At last.
Caroline, I'm sorry to bother you, but have you got a minute?
Hello, Clary. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, it was John Paul I wanted to see, if they could spare a moment.
He's just discussing wine with Mr. Woolley.
Oh, he'll be out in a minute. I'm off to order a new flower arrangement for the foyer. This one's far too over the top.
Oh, I thought it looked lovely when I come in.
Oh, here's Jean Paul now. Look, I've got to dash.
Oh, right, see you later.
Oh, quiet, it's all too much. It's too much.
Jean Paul, could I speak to you for a second?
Good morning, Clary. Do I look as if I've got a second? Just take a peep into the dining room. In the centre, you will see a table packed with businessmen. They want their steak well done, their wine sweet, and their dessert covered in so much whipped cream you cannot see or taste it. Why do I bother?
I know. It must be ever so hard, coming from a great culinary paradise like France, which I've just come back from, by the way.
You're so right. Even the poorest peasant from Brittany has a fine cheese, a good white wine, and a delicious fruit tart on his dinner table.
I'd love to live there, speaking personal, but, well, Eddie, he missed Ambridge, got all homesick.
Ah, well, with that I can sympathise. To be homesick is a terrible feeling. It's almost worse than being in love. The longing, the pain in your heart, that never goes away.
Oh, do you miss it that much? Would you ever go back?
Maybe. When I have enough money to open my own restaurant, when I can have 5 stars in the Michelin Guide, when the Roux brothers and Nico seek my advice. Well, a man can dream.
So can a woman.
Indeed, Clary. We all need our dreams.
I was wondering if you'd like to borrow my tape of French songs. It's really lovely.
Yes, no one can pull the heartstrings like a French singer. Is it Charles Aznavour, Edith?
Oh, it's neither of them now. It's Roche Voisin.
Roche Voisin?
Yeah.
You like him?
Like ain't really the right word. When I play his songs, it's like I'm right back in France again. I just close my eyes and I'm in this lovely orchard with all this lovely scenery. And the sun's shining and all the poplar trees are swaying. Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, Clary, it sounds to me as if La Belle France has really got you under your skin.
I wanted to ask you a favour. Well, some of the songs, I don't quite understand all the words. There's one I really like, Pour Toi. I wondered if you could translate it for me.
Certainly. It would give me great pleasure.
Oh, Jean-Paul, thanks ever so much. I wish I could do something in return. I'd invite you for supper, but I think you'd be insulted.
There we are. Oh, can you just move the milk jug, Marjorie? Yeah. There's room for the cups.
Ah, yes.
Oh, gosh, this table's a bit rickety, isn't it? Still, if we want our afternoon tea under the lilac tree, we must pay the price.
And a small price to pay, too. Oh, it's lovely out here, Peggy. Garden's coming along by leaps and bounds.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, now, Peggy, I've been sorting out the tea rota for the open day. Clary and Susan are doing the first 2 stints, so I wondered if you could do the last hour or so, with help, of course.
I'm sure I can. Scones, strawberries and cream and cakes, is that what's on offer?
It is. If they want rubbishy hot dogs and hamburgers, they'll just have to go into Porchester.
Quite right, too.
Anyway, I've made my position with Robin quite clear, as I told you. After all, I can only do so much. Of course, I was very polite. I explained that I'm not prepared to be at his beck and call night and day. He looked very ashamed. I'll give him that.
But he's always seemed so kind. I can't imagine him exploiting anyone. Well,
that's what I thought until last week.
Oh, have a slice of fruit bread.
Oh, thank you.
Why? What happened?
I don't want to dwell on the painful details, Peggy. But let us just say that I was made to feel very much second best in the delicate matter of Robin's children. Suffice it to say that Caroline Bone apparently was far more suited to the task.
Oh, dear. I can't imagine Caroline being very good with children. Though, of course, I could be wrong.
My dear, she appears to be Mary Poppins personified.
Goodness, you do surprise me.
Anyway, I decided enough was enough. I have plenty to fill my days without having to make extra shortbread and remind him that he's got a dental appointment. My life wasn't my own.
Quite. Oh, Marjorie, look who's here.
Robin. Well, really, he just haunts me.
Hello there.
Robin, how are you? What can I do for you?
Afternoon, Peggy. Actually, I've come on a Marjorie hunt. I hope you don't mind. Jill told me you'll be here, Marjorie.
Good afternoon, Robin.
Well, yes, it is, isn't it?
I was just on my way, actually. I must boil some kidneys for my girls.
I'll just make a fresh pot.
Look, Marjorie, I wonder if you could just help me out a moment. I'm in rather dire straits.
Well, I don't know. Can't Caroline help you?
Frankly, no. It's two things. I'm trying to find the paperwork for the Helping Hands scheme. You know, the overseas charity I'm involved with. The other thing is the donation envelopes for Jerry Buckle's Mozambique scheme, the agricultural development policy.
Really, Robin, if you look in the church file, you know, the big sectioned one, you will find a section marked C for charity, and in the section marked L for leaflets, you will find one which explains everything you need to know about Jerry Buckle and Mozambique. And the file, just in case you don't know, is in the second left-hand drawer of your desk.
I did know that at least. Marjorie, thank you. I was wondering, are you free for supper tonight?
We've got the shearers coming. Fancy lending a hand?
Not exactly. Though I used to like helping in the old days.
The old days. When you were a young girl and Victoria was on the throne.
When I was very little and there were loads of people on the farm, Gran used to bring tea and cake across. I remember climbing in the wool sheet. It was all warm and damp.
Very romantic. But damn hard work. We get professionals in these days.
I know, I know. Actually, I've come in search of a torch.
Haven't you got one?
Only a teeny weeny useless thing. You see, I'm... Well, I've been asked to do an inventory at the Dower House this evening. I've got to poke into every nook and cranny and take note of each cobweb and dead moth.
Knowing Cameron Fraser, it'll be every hidden gold ingot and every secret stash of diamonds.
Oh, hardly. You know, it's making me feel really uncomfortable, rooting through someone's private things, especially when it's a person I know. Whatever I think of the man, it's still his home.
Oh, I see what you mean. You have to try and take an objective view. Like doctors with patients.
I suppose so. Oh, by the way, don't mention it to Elizabeth, will you? I think it might upset her.
No, of course not. She's still very moody. Up and down like a flipping yo-yo. I feel sorry for Jill. It's a really difficult situation for her.
Yeah, well, it's difficult for all of us.
Elizabeth seems quite lonely these days. I might ask her for a drink later. Oh, talking of drinks, have you and Mark given any more thought to the Usha Kenton idea?
Well, we did discuss it. Mark's like David. Why not? They can never see any problems. But I thought maybe I could have a dinner party. You, me, Mark, David, Kenton and Usha.
Or we could go to the wine bar. Less formal.
I don't really like matchmaking. But it could work out. Usha's not got much of a social life and Kenton seems a bit of a loose end at the moment.
It could be the greatest love story ever told. Or the world's biggest disaster.
The fall of the House of Usha.
Shula, too early for bad puns.
Sorry, couldn't resist. Oh, Ruth, the torch.
Oh, we've got one. Come across to the bungalow and I'll get it for you.
I hope I don't uncover anything nasty at the Dower House.
Yeah, like all the skeletons in his cupboard.
Hang on, Helen. I just want to make sure no one's snooping about. I think they're all out. Debbie's riding Tolly, and Dad's with the hind is having a problem carving, so that ought to keep him busy.
What about your mum and Alice?
Shopping, I should think. It's what she spends most of her time doing.
I mean, I like shopping, but she seems to make a complete fetish of it. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is, she often comes back empty-handed. Mm. She must go in the wrong sorts of shops.
Smart navy suits and sensible shoes.
And would Madame like to try this delightful silk-worn raincoat, or perhaps a simply lovely knee-length dress in turquoise nylon?
Kate, your mum's dress sense isn't that bad.
She's a bit mutton-dressed as lamb sometimes. She wore shorts last summer. I nearly died of shame when she came to pick me up at school.
Must be horrible to be old.
Yeah, awful. Your mum's okay, though.
My mum? You don't know what it's like living with the thought police. At least your mum's out a lot. Mine's always going on at me about homework or suitable boys or circles under my eyes and getting proper nourishment and not watching too much TV.
Yeah, I know.
Dad carries on as though he was born a Boy Scout and came out tying knots and being prepared. I could scream sometimes. I get so bored.
Tell me about it. But I've got a solution, an answer to our prayers.
What? Running away?
No, of course not. That would be pointless. I mean, A, where would we go? And B, they'd find us, they'd be all upset and make us feel awful. They would be locked up for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So, I've come up with something.
What? What is it?
Patience, dear, I'll tell you in a minute. What's the music on?
I don't mind. If you do.
That's another thing, music. If I play it on my headset, I'm being antisocial. If I play it in my room, it's too loud. You can't win, can you?
No, you can't.
So at least your mum's the same from day to day.
What do you mean?
Well, with my mum, it's like walking across a minefield. I mean, last week she seemed about as high as a kite. Next she looked as though she'd be crying. It was all black looks from Dad and slammed doors. I don't know what's going on. No one ever tells me anything. I did ask Debbie, but she just said it was Mum's age or something.
What's that got to do with anything?
Search me. Anyway, now for the mystery prize.
Great.
I know this box is completely naff, but it's the only thing I've got that locks. Look.
A key.
Precisely. Now, where do you think it's the key to?
No idea. A garden shed?
Try again.
Something at school. A classroom?
No. Somewhere we can go and be completely alone, and no one will ever know we're there. It's got everything we could possibly need.
Where?
Blossom Hill Cottage. Gran's old house.
Kate, that's absolutely brilliant. How on earth did you get it? Does she know?
Helen, I sometimes think you're 2 prawns short of a seafood salad. Of course she doesn't know. And what's more, she never will.
She's bound to find the keys missing.
No, she won't, because it isn't. I got one cut and put the original back.
Kate, you are amazing. I'd never have thought of that.
You did come on your bike, didn't you?
Yes.
Great. So what are you waiting for? Let's get over there.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
But listen, we've got to have a cover story. I'm going back to Bridge Farm with you to help you with your wildflower project for school because I did it a couple of years ago and I've still got some of the stuff. Okay?
But I'm not... Oh, I see. Sorry.
Helen, do concentrate. We don't want to blow this thing before you've even started.
Sorry, Kate.
Now, set of 8 croquet hoops... No sign of balls and mallets. Extension mains cable. And, oh, what's that? A toasted sandwich maker. Oh, no. Mark, is that you?
No, it's me and Elizabeth.
What on earth do you want?
Shula, what are you doing?
Oh, you better come in.
I'm sorry, Shula. We've just been for a drink. Elizabeth wanted to drive back past here.
I saw a light. I thought Cameron may have come back, a flying visit, or I didn't know. I just thought he must have come back.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ruth, why didn't you tell her what was going on?
You told me not to.
And what is going on? Would someone like to explain, as you two clearly know something I don't?
I'm doing an inventory of all Cameron's possessions. It's for the receivers. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I wasn't going to tell you.
God, how awful. How sad.
Hey, look at his gun cabinet. These guns must be worth a fortune.
Ruth...
Sorry, I've never been here before. I'm just astounded at all this stuff. This chess set is solid brass.
Do you think you could stop acting like a bailiff, Ruth? I'd appreciate it.
You were the one who wanted to come here.
Yes, but I didn't know this sort of little saga was unfolding behind my back.
Oh, look, Elizabeth, it isn't my fault. I was asked to do an unpleasant job and I'm doing it, okay? I know how you feel and I'm not exactly enjoying it myself. In fact, it's thoroughly depressing.
All those CDs. The hours I've spent on that sofa listening to music and drinking wine. How can things change so much in such a little time? They do, though, don't they? Ruth, can we go? I've got to get out of here. Too many memories.
Yeah, sure. Whenever you're ready.
Now.
Well, I'll finish up here as quickly as I can. I don't want to linger either. Mark's picking me up in half an hour or so.
If anything like this is going to happen again, I want to know, right? Can't you see that if you told me about tonight, I'd never have come here?
I only did what I thought was right.
Come on, Elizabeth, let me take you home.
Oh, Helen, look at this photo. The clothes.
Whose wedding is it?
Gran's, the first one. Oh, here's some letters tied up with ribbon. They're ever so faded. Should we open them?
Letters are private. I don't think we should.
Don't be so wet. If they were that private, she wouldn't have left them lying about for anyone to read.
They weren't exactly lying around.
If you're going to be like that, we won't bother. We'll look at the other stuff when we come back tomorrow. There's a whole photo album. Right, let's go up in the attic. Have you got the stuff?
Yep, tapes and chocolate.
I'll just get my cider and cigs. You do drink cider, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's great. Okay, follow me. Wow, this is great. There's even a fireplace.
Pity we can't light a fire. Someone would see the smoke.
Let's light the candle anyway. Make it cosy.
Yeah. Have you got matches?
Of course. I'll stick it in this little pot. There. Now you open the cider and I'll light up a cig for you. Oh, put the cassette on.
All right.
Here you are. Just inhale it. It's easy.
In a minute. I'll just, have a drink first.
This is brilliant, isn't it? Our own special place away from the moor. You must never tell anyone about this. It's our secret. I chose you to share it because I can trust you. You won't let me down, will you?
Of course I won't, Kate. Never. Pass me that cigarette.
Come on, Mike, put your jacket on. I can't stand here all morning like a cherry on a bun. Put your arm in.
Look, hang on, love. Let me just swig this tea. Ah, right. There we are.
Have you taken your tablet?
Yeah, don't nag. Anyway, I reckon I can stop taking them soon enough.
You're not to do anything silly. Remember what the doctor said? I've heard of people giving up their medicine too soon. That they have these horrible withdrawal symptoms. After all you've been through, we don't want that.
But you're getting me mixed up with them folks who give up tranquilizers cold after years and years of being hooked. I'm not hooked. I just feel a lot better, so thought it'd be a step forward to give them up.
Love?
Look, Betty, don't worry. Oh, look at this, it's 10 to 8. I better be off. Where's the kids?
Well, they'll be down in a tick. Brenda's just getting washed. Oh, and don't go without saying goodbye to her. She was really upset the other day.
Oh, bless her, she's a good kid. Oh, look, I'll have another mug of tea while I'm waiting.
Right. There. There you go.
You know, I do find it a bit tiring doing the milk round before I have to get up to Olive Tree, but I mean, what can you do? People want their milk early, and the pigs want feeding and watering early, and anyway, I'm blooming grateful to Mr. Archer for the work and the extra money.
Yeah, I don't want you to take on too much, though. Not just when you're looking and feeling so much better.
You saying you don't think I'm up to it?
No, I'm not saying that at all. It's just that with the egg round as well, you don't want to get all stressed.
Executive stress, eh? I'll have to get a posh car and a briefcase like Neil Carter.
Yeah, call up the pigs on the car phone.
Oh, look, give Brenda a shout, will you? Got a load of bacon that's going from Olive Tree and the chap's coming from at 8. I marked them up. I'll have to explain when which ones are to go.
Oh?
Well, don't have to do everything the way Neil did it, do I? I mean, I want to develop my own way of doing things.
Yeah, quite right. Brenda, get a move on. Your dad'll be off in a minute.
Sometimes, though, Mr. Archer talks as though he expects me to know everything. I mean, being a stockman ain't the same as being up to the minute on modern pig management, but he seems to think it is. I mean, I don't want him to think I'm being stupid, you know?
Why don't you ask Neil?
Oh, I don't need to ask him. He tells me before he opens me mouth.
There we are, my princess. Breakfast in bed.
Oh, Jack, how nice. Oh, it really does make me feel wicked, though, lounging back on the pillows and being waited on.
And why not? I've got to pamper you, haven't I? Otherwise you might run off with a toy boy.
Oh, Jack, really, don't be silly. Oh, that does look nice. You've even put a tray cloth on.
And a rosebud. Oh. Just nipped out into the garden to cut it.
Lovely. Oh, this looks delicious, Jack.
Ah. Peggy, love.
Yes?
I don't quite know how to put this.
Why, what is it?
I know this sounds ridiculous, but have you moved after a diety?
Our statue? What do you mean? Of course I haven't moved it. She's far too heavy. And what's happened?
Well, she disappeared.
What? She can't have. She was there yesterday. Oh, no. Oh, Jack, she's gone. Oh, who could have done it? Why would anyone steal it?
The money, I suppose.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I am upset. I was very fond of her, and she looked so pretty.
Well, I've looked all over, and there's no sign. No mess, no footprints. It's very odd.
I suppose we'd better ring the police.
Maybe, but suppose it's someone playing a practical joke. Just teasing us.
Teasing? It's a very nasty way of teasing. Why on earth would anyone want to do that?
Oh, jealousy can be rife in small communities, Peggy. I was thinking it might be someone consumed with envy for the garden. It is looking very lovely now, you know.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can't believe anyone would be so petty. I can't think of anyone in Ambridge who'd stoop so low.
Ah, that's because you'd never stoop so low, Peggy. You can't imagine other people behaving badly because you never have. It's one of the reasons I love you.
Oh, Jack, you are sweet. Oh, dear, it is upsetting. Can't imagine who could have done it. Not that many people knew she was here. You can't see Aphrodite from the road. Oh, it's very strange.
Tell you what, Kenton's coming round later, isn't he?
Yes, for that book on pottery. Why?
Well, someone might try to sell it to him. Or to Nelson at the antique shop. We'll ask him to look out for it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, Jack, love. The toast's all cold now and the tea stewed. Oh, I am sorry. It was such a lovely idea.
Don't worry, don't worry. There's always tomorrow. And in the meantime, we'll track Aphrodite down. Don't you fret.
Jack, I've just had a thought.
What's that?
Well, you know, I said to you yesterday that I couldn't see the key to Blossom Hill Cottage. I usually hang it on that little brass hook next to the calendar.
Yes.
Well, do you think the two things could be connected?
I don't know. I can't see how, but you never know, do you? Still, don't forget you mislaid your specs and your library book the other day.
You think it's just my age, then, do you? Thanks for reminding me.
Well, you lot look all right. Oh, morning, Mike. Oh. I'm just looking to see how them wieners settled. Hope you don't mind.
Hey? Oh, well, no, I suppose not. Only I've got to get on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I had an early call to make, only it was cancelled, so I thought I'd just nip up here before my other jobs come in. Can't keep away, can I?
Yeah, so it seems. Right. Well, the lorry should be here any minute for the baconers, so I better make sure they're all sorted.
Well, you mean Frank Dennison?
Yeah, why?
He's already been.
Oh, no. I'm only a few minutes late. I was saying goodbye to Brenda. I needed to explain to him how I'd marked him so we could separate him out.
Well, he took a load with him and said he'd see you next time.
Well, I mean, surely he could have waited. I mean, oh, let's see.
Well, to be fair to him, he couldn't hang around all morning.
Oh, for heaven's sake, he's taken the wrong ones. Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, he's left these 20 behind. I mean, how can I get the other 20 back?
Didn't you know how to mark them? Did Mr. Archer explain?
Look, I know how to mark them. I mean, it's not my fault that Frank Dennison cocked things up.
Yeah, all right, if you say so. Well, I'd better make a move. If you need any help, just give me a bell, okay?
Yeah, bye. Oh, blimmin' heck!
You see, Kenton, she was just here. Look, with that little bald patch of grasses. Oh, it's such a shame.
And you say she was here yesterday?
Oh, yes. In fact, I gave her a nice wash down with the garden hose to make sure she was all clean and sparkling.
It's funny. She's quite an unusual piece. And pretty hefty, too.
Oh, yes. You probably need two people to shift it, I'd have thought.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I'll tell Nelson to look out for her anyway. And obviously, I'll keep an eye open, too.
Thank you, dear. That's very kind. Can you stay for a coffee?
Oh, I'd love to, but I've not got the time.
I haven't rung the police yet, I'm not sure what to do, really.
Perhaps you should.
Oh, dear. I hate the thought of the police coming round and having to answer questions. I know they'll be perfectly helpful and so on, but I have this awful feeling that if people see the police coming up the drive, they'll think I've committed some horrible offence.
Oh, you mustn't upset yourself, love.
I think you'll be safe from the dread finger of suspicion, Aunt Peggy.
Oh, I know it's silly.
Could I still borrow that book on pottery, by the way?
Oh, yes, of course. I put it on the hall table for you. I'm afraid I've scarcely looked at it. Someone gave it to us for a wedding present. Can't think why.
No.
20s and 30s pottery has never been my thing. Can't understand what people see in it, personally.
Oh, it fetches a pretty penny these days, doesn't it?
Yes, especially if it's Clarice Cliff or Susie Cooper. Someone brought a tea set in, and I think it's quite rare, so I wanted to see if it was in the book.
Ooh, all those funny little orange trees on the sides of teapots. So ugly. Now, you can't beat a nice Georgian design, in my opinion.
For a teapot?
For anything, dear. Now, come in, and we'll get the book. But don't worry about returning it. You can keep it as long as you like.
Now, Neil, what can I get for you?
Oh, a long rope and a strong beam, I think.
Neil, what do you mean?
Oh, sorry, Betty. I'm just feeling a bit down today.
Oh, why's that, then? Before you tell me, let me get you a drink. What'll it be?
I'll have a Coke. Got quite a bit of driving to do this afternoon.
Right, you are. Here you are. Now, you have this on me. Mm. I'll put the money in later.
Oh, thanks, Betty. Well, cheers.
Cheers. So, who's been getting at you, then?
Oh, it's just some of the customers. I've had two orders cancelled because of bad debts. Borchester Mills won't handle their accounts, you see. It means I lose commission.
Oh, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? When times are good, people overstretch themselves and then the problems start.
Yeah, maybe I was over-optimistic about this job. The way it was described to me, well, I'd just be driving round Borsetshire raking in the commission from eager farmers. Don't look that way at the moment, though.
It takes time to build up trust and goodwill and all that, doesn't it? Now, you'll see in another few weeks it'll be a different story.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah, it takes time to settle into a new job. I mean, look at Mike. Mm. At first he was really nervous about taking over Ollatree, but now he's taken to it like a duck to water. I think he'll do really well.
Yeah. Mm. Pigs are a specialised field, though. It takes a while to get to know the job properly.
Oh, well, I'm not saying it doesn't, but I do think Mike will make a go of it. And so will you. You'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was a bit of luck for us, wasn't it, the way things turned out?
How do you mean?
Well, with you leaving and Mike needing the work, I think that's what's known as a happy coincidence.
Yeah, a happy coincidence, yeah.
You been busy this morning, then?
Well, sort of. But you don't know, I've met some funny folk. I called at a farm over Waterley Crossway. Very well to do, they are. Bigger than anything in Ambridge. I thought I'd, you know, check it out. Drove up towards the farm. Before I got anywhere near, I saw a huge notice saying no reps without prior appointment.
Wow.
I thought, well, I'm here now, so I might as well give it a whirl. I explained who I was. Blow me if the chap didn't threaten to set his dogs on me, telling me to get off his land. Well, I stood my ground, and in the end he said, come back next week. Funny people.
Well, will you go back?
Yeah, of course I will. Might get an order. The other thing I've seen, though, and it really upsets me, is the way people just, you know, let things slide.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, a couple of places I've been to, they're having a bad time. Trying to sell up, but no buyers. They seem to just lose heart and respect and everything. It's a crying shame.
Yeah.
Other places are in dire straits too, but it's a different story. They manage to keep up appearances somehow.
Oh, you got to do that, I know. Yeah. I mean, when Mike was ill, I don't mind telling you, some days I'd have been happy to stay in bed and pull the covers up over my head. You can't do that. You've got to get on and keep on. And then somehow things get better again, if you're lucky. And they have for us, thank God.
Yeah, I'm pleased they have, Betty. You deserve it.
Thanks. Whew, look at the time. I'm only doing a quick stint here to help Sid out. Oh. Mike's picking me up in a minute.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Hello, love. Do you want a drink?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not stopping. Mm. Mike's outside, Betty.
Oh, well, I'd better go then. See ya.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Mr. Forrest told me you were in here. Sitting outside soaking up that tiny bit of sun we're getting today.
Why, is there something wrong?
Oh, no, of course not. It's just that after you left, two or three calls came in for you.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought I'd let you know if I could, in case they're good customers. Oh. Here's the numbers.
Oh, Susan, you're a cracker.
Mike, you all right?
Yeah, why shouldn't I be?
Well, I don't know. You look a bit fed up. Has Neil been saying anything to upset you?
Oh, Benny, will you just leave off? I'm fine. It won't be if you keep on at me and if Neil keeps making me feel I can't manage them flipping pigs without his advice. Here, let me open the van door. It's sticking a bit.
Oh, so he did say something.
No, I told you, he didn't say nothing. Now just leave it and let's get home. I've a stack of paperwork to get through.
Well, I can help you with that.
No, will you all get it into your stupid heads? I don't need no help.
My love, you are still taking your tablets, aren't you?
Whew. You wouldn't expect a few B&B guests to create such a vast pile of washing up.
Never mind. Only 3 more months of summer to go and then you can have a nice, quiet time in the bosom of your family.
I don't think the words nice, quiet and family go together somehow, Elizabeth. Not in the Archer family, anyway.
Oh, was that a dig at me by any chance?
No, dear. Merely a reflection of how my life seems to be at the moment. Oh, and don't droop over the table reading the paper. Anyway, shouldn't you be ready? You're still in your dressing gown.
Am I? Oops, I didn't realise. Better go and get some clothes on. I just want to read my horoscope first.
Well, it won't do you much good. It's yesterday's echo.
They have them for the week, Dad, which you'd know if you followed the fascinating world of Morgana.
Did you get me the dishwasher powder, Elizabeth? I asked you to get yesterday.
Oh, blow, I'm sorry, Mum. Went right out of my head. My brain's like a sieve at the moment.
Really? You can't seem to do the simplest thing. Seems as though I asked you to do much. And that bit I usually end up doing myself.
Ah, you're behaving just as you did when you were 16. Mean, moody and magnificent.
I don't know about the last one.
Mum, are you feeling okay? You seem very fraught.
Oh, I'm all right. I just wish you'd get a move on. I wonder how Nigel puts up with your shilly-shallying.
I don't. I work very hard. He was only saying the other day that I'd done wonders for Lower Loxley. I've thought of marketing all kinds of things that Nigel never even dreamt of.
All the same, I wish you'd get dressed.
Oh, I'd better get ready, I suppose. I feel as though I've got lead in my boots.
Aren't you sleeping any better yet, love?
No, worse, I think. Everything just goes round and round in my head.
Perhaps you should see the doctor.
I can't see what good that'd do. Oh, well, I must move.
At least put your dishes in the sink.
Oh, I'll do it before I go.
No, do it now. I know you.
Don't treat me as though I'm a child.
It's a perfectly reasonable request.
And it's perfectly reasonable to say I'll do them before I go.
Well, does it really matter as long as she does them?
I think it does, yes. It's a matter of principle.
Oh, for heaven's sake, if it's that important. There, satisfied?
That was a bit unnecessary, wasn't it? All over a cup and saucer.
I can't keep behaving as though she's a Dresden shepherdess, Phil. She's got to get to grips with life again and start to shape up to things.
I say, Lizzie, they do look smart.
Do they?
Yes, of course they do. And it was jolly clever to think of it.
Only mugs with a picture of Lower Loxley on. It's not that exciting.
Lizzie.
What?
I think you'll have to admit that I'm a patient man. At least I hope you will. I try my best to be.
Yes, I suppose you are. Why?
Well, because to tell you the truth, it's beginning to wear a bit thin.
Why? What have I done? I've turned up for work. I haven't let you down. Some mornings I haven't felt like it at all, but I've come in.
Yes, I know you have, and I'm very grateful, but...
But what? If you've got something to say, say it.
I'm trying. Heavens, the last thing I want to sound like is some dreadful headmaster giving you a lecture.
Well, don't then. Let's just unpack the rest of the Lower Loxley mugs.
Oh, Lizzie, you do make things difficult sometimes. It all boils down to attitude.
Well, now you really do sound like a headmaster. Are you going to give me detention and make me write out I must pay attention in the office 500 times?
No, but I'm going to tell you that the main reason I gave you this job was because I thought your personality would be an asset. Because you were lively, funny and bubbly. I thought if anyone can persuade people to spend their money at Lower Loxley, my Lizzie can.
Your Lizzie?
Slip of the tongue. Look, Lizzie, I know what you've been through and it must have been horrible. I'm not suggesting for a minute that you should just be able to snap out of it.
So what exactly are you saying?
That if you don't feel up to doing this kind of work, the sort of work that needs enthusiasm and cheerfulness, then I'll understand if you want to give it up.
Nigel, you want to sack me?
No. No, Lizzie. Of course I don't. But in as much as I'm trying to see things from your point of view, well, perhaps you could try to see them from mine sometimes too.
Oh, Nigel. I am a cow, aren't I? I was beastly to Mum this morning. Oh, God, I don't know what's happened to me lately. I tried to be positive, to put the past behind me, but somehow I can't drag myself into the present at all.
Oh, gosh. I feel an absolute eel now. I should never have said those things.
Yes, you should. Of course you should. I've got to realise that other people are affected by the way I behave. I never mean to hurt people or be selfish. It's just that I'm finding all this much harder to cope with than I thought.
Mind the toast doesn't burn.
Oops. No, it's okay. This is great. We could bring loads of food down and stock up the larder.
Helen, we're not playing house. Blossom Hill Cottage is our secret place to get away from everything. I get enough cushion plumping and dusting at home, thank you.
Sorry, Kate. I only thought...
You just buttered the toast. Oh, Helen, look.
What?
All this booze.
Do you think it means Gran's a secret drinker?
I don't know. Let's see. Bottle of gin, pretty dusty. Two bottles of sherry and a bottle of Chablis. Do you think it'd be nice with beans on toast?
Probably.
Well, find a corkscrew then.
We don't want our beans to go cold.
Here. Right, you put the food out and I'll open this. We won't bother with glasses. She's got lots of stuff here, hasn't she?
Here, you taste the wine first. Ah! Oh, what's that?
Oh no, it's William Grundy. William Grundy, get your scraggy little body in here this minute.
Ah, oh, you've been drinking.
Mind your own business. What on earth are you doing here anyway? You've no right to be here.
Neither of you.
You know nothing about it. How do you know we're here?
Followed you on my bike. Easy peasy.
Did anyone see you?
Dunno. Can I have some beans?
No greedy guts, you cannot. Now listen to me.
Oh, let go, you're hurting me.
Yeah, well, it's nothing compared to what you'll get if you tell a soul about this. If you breathe a word to any of your gruesome little playmates, you won't know what's hit you. Do you understand?
All right, I promise. Honest, I won't tell.
Suppose you could be useful.
Yeah, I could. I know how to make a fire, and I know how to tickle trout, and I can mend punctures, and you can bomb a book on edible funguses.
Wow. That's very kind of you, William, but not very useful. You can be our messenger.
Great.
Anything we want getting or delivering, or anyone we want to contact, you can go on your bike for us.
Consider it done.
But only so long as you don't breathe a word.
Scouts on her.
Well, I suppose you can join us in some cold beans then.
Oh, Nigel, it's so kind of you. What lovely plants. Are you sure you can spare them?
Of course.
Have you seen the gardens at Lower Loxley? They make Sissinghurst look pretty dismal.
Well, thank you. Just put them down there by the tool shed. Have you heard about Aphrodite, by the way?
Yes, Mum told me. I am sorry. I hope she turns up.
Perhaps I can offer a replacement. We've got the most disgusting little cherub down by the pergola. Any offers?
It's sweet of you, Nigel, but if you don't mind, I'll wait and see if my Aphrodite turns up again.
I don't blame you. Well, Lizzie, do you want to lift to Brookfield?
I'll stay here for a bit, if that's all right with you.
Oh, I'm delighted. I don't see enough of you. Your mother's coming down in a minute.
Who is she?
Oh, goodness, here's Robin. I will have a house full.
I'll be off. See you on Monday, Lizzie.
Bye, Nigel.
Bye.
Thank you again for the plants. He's a sweet boy, isn't he?
I know I tease him, but I think the world of him, really.
Afternoon, Robin. Any news?
About Aphrodite? I'm afraid not. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Tell you what, you sit in the garden and I'll make the tea. Won't be a minute.
Well, Elizabeth, how are you these days? Feeling any better?
I'm fine, thanks. Why shouldn't I be?
Well, you must have been through a difficult time lately.
I suppose you mean with Cameron.
Believe me, I'm not prying. I just thought you might want to chat about things.
I know, you're very kind. Could I ask you something?
Of course. Anything at all.
If you'd done something that you knew was the right thing to do at the time because of the circumstances, but after you'd done it, you knew that no one really understood why you'd done it, and you felt terrible and guilty about it, but you still knew you'd done the right thing. How would you try and feel better about it?
Are you talking about being able to forgive oneself?
Yeah, I suppose I am. Yes.
First, I'd accept that God had forgiven me. That would help me personally. Of course, course, I know that might not be the first step for you.
I didn't say it was me.
Sorry. No, you didn't. Well, we have to be as forgiving of our sins as we would be of someone else's. Being kind to yourself. Not punishing yourself. Trying to learn from it.
Yes. Thanks, Robin.
Anything else you want to say?
I was pregnant. And I had an abortion. The circumstances were very difficult. I knew I couldn't go on with it and see it through. I knew it rationally. But the bits of me that aren't rational, well, they're the bits that are suffering. And the worst thing is I'm making everyone else suffer too. And I'm taking it out on the people who care most about me.
Isn't that always the way? Home is the place where we're treated best and behave worst.
Painfully true in my case.
Maybe realizing that can be the first step towards self-forgiveness.
Maybe. I've got to start somewhere, and here's Mum's. I better put my good intentions into practice.
I'll go and help Peggy. And you can be the perfect daughter.
I wish.
Hello, dear. Afternoon, Robin.
Hello, Jill. See you in a minute.
Mum, come and sit here. Let's have a nice chat about life, the universe, and everything.
Well, yes, all right. As long as you're not going to snap my head off like you did this morning.
Oh, Mum, don't.
Don't what?
Don't remind me what a witch I've been to you all.
I wasn't. I didn't mean to.
No, I know. Sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Who said that?
Shakespeare, I think. Why?
Because that's what I've been.
Oh, I...
No, come on, don't deny it, Mum. Don't pretend that I haven't hurt you and Dad, because I know I have. Don't let's pretend, please.
I'm not Elizabeth. Perhaps you have been.
Yes. I only saw what I wanted to see. Pretending to myself that I was the only one who'd been damaged by what happened. By what I'd done. I've said I'm sorry before, and I mean it. I want you to believe that.
I do. Loving isn't always because of. Sometimes it has to be in spite of. And that's the hard part. Sometimes that's the hardest part of all.
Oh, Mum, I want to be there for you now, just like you and Dad have been for me. I want to try and give instead of always taking. I mean it, Mum. I do, really.
Archers was written by Sasha Martindale, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Joanna Toy, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. Newsstand is next, but...